Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, what a blessing it is to gather together to be able to pray. And Father, help us to disengage from self and the cares of the world and focus on what's really important and eternal, and that is you and your word. Guide us this morning as we look at a psalm, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. There's eight psalms, starting with Psalm 93, that are basically psalms regarding the majesty and the reign of God. And this one, 93, begins with "The Lord reigns." And so after all the attention and continued prayer is good, for world leaders and presidents and all that stuff, we need to remember who's reigning. Who's reigning? So I thought we would sing hymn 119. I looked at a whole bunch of recordings and I couldn't find any I liked, so I thought we'll do our own recording. 119, "Our God reigns." And these words are really good, so we'll sing all five verses. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. He had no stately form, he had no majesty that we should be drawn to him. He was despised and we took no account of him. Yet now he reigns with the Most High. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns. It was our sin and guilt that bruised and wounded him. It was our sin that brought him down. When we like sheep had gone astray, our shepherd came, and on his shoulders borne our shame. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Meek as a lamb that led out to the slaughterhouse, dumb as a sheep before its shears, his life ran down upon the ground like pouring rain, that we might be born again. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Out of the tomb he came with grace and majesty. He is alive, he is alive. God loves us so. See here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he is alive. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Well, that's the best recording I heard all day, and I listened to a bunch of them because they sang like they meant it. Well, Psalm 93, the eternal reign of the Lord is what my Bible has a caption over the psalm. But that's really what we are focusing on here, I think, in this psalm, is his eternal reign. And that's of the Lord, that's of Yahweh, that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, three in one, I believe. The eternal reign of the Lord. And then verse 1 reads, the Lord reigns. So we could stop right there, couldn't we? That says it all. Really does. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. Majesty. What does that even mean? Well, it's his dignity, his authority, his sovereignness, his stateliness, his grandeur. Just everything good. Everything good. Everything good. So he clothes himself with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has strengthened or girded himself with strength. He is strength. He is strength. Might, power, strength, boldness, strong, all those terms you know. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established. The world is established, meaning basically it cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved unless he moves it. Now, just for your information, this planet is going about 67,000 miles an hour as it circulates every 365 and a quarter days around the sun. Now, how, and then on its own axis, we're going much slower than that because, but every 24 hours we go 25,000 miles, so that's pretty fast too, isn't it? So we are really moving. But it's established, and we can't fly off unless he takes us off. Surely the world is established, and it cannot be moved unless he moves us. Your throne, the Lord's throne, is established. Again, it cannot be moved. From of old, you are from everlasting. So smile a little bit when somebody says, like this guy King, whoever he was on TV one time, said, well, who created God? I need that answer, you know. Nobody created God. He is the beginning. He was before the beginning. He's everything, right? He is from everlasting. He is everlasting. There's no beginning and no end. Now, if you can figure that one out, then tell me. Well, that's kind of not a very intelligent question, is it? If you can figure anything out about the Lord, that's ridiculous, because he's infinite. Mm-hmm. We are finite. He is infinite. Mm-hmm. Verse 3, the floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods have lifted up their waves. Just think about, I don't know if any of you have ever been on the windward side, I guess it is, I can't remember. Well, one of the places in the Hawaiian Islands, you know, they have waves up there 100 feet high, 80 feet high at times. I mean, that's like, you know, that's the back of the wave. It's not even the face of the wave. So that would be like, what, how many stories? 4 or 5 stories high? And that crashes on the rocks. And I mean, that is power, isn't it? I mean, you. But the waves are high, lifts up their waves. And the floods, if you've ever seen floods, if you've ever seen a flood here in California that's all dry and the water comes careening down these canyons and it takes boulders the size of cars and just moves them right on through, you know, no problem at all. Lots of power there. But this is the power. He is mightier than all of that. He is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. That's our God. And then closing in a short promise here, really, your testimonies, your witness, your testimonies are very sure, very sure. How many of us at times question God? We seem to forget that his testimonies are sure. We seem to forget that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We seem to forget how much he loves us, no matter what we're going through. And oftentimes, he's putting us through that for his purposes. So the quicker we can find that out, the better, right? Because we learn more quickly is easier on us than not. Your testimonies are very sure, not just sure, they're very sure. They're absolutely sure. And then listen to this, holiness. Holiness adorns your house. Does anybody question that? Well, if holiness adorns his house, how about our house of him, our church? We are the church. Or how holy are we? How holy am I? How holy are you? Is holiness adorning your life? Is holiness a part of your characteristic that anyone would look at, particularly the Lord, and say, there's my child. You know, they are adorned with holiness. They're adorned with holiness. Holiness adorns your house. It beautifies it. It sets it apart. It is kind of like sometimes you'll see accessories, maybe a scarf on a lady or something like that, which really sets off the whole attire. It adorns it. It magnifies it. So his holiness magnifies or sets apart or adorns your house, his house. How long? Forever. Oh Lord, forever. When you look at that and you think of the concern about COVID or any of that other stuff, it doesn't seem very important, does it? Forever? You know, there's nothing forever except this word and you. They're the only two things that are forever. This world is passing away. This universe is passing away. We'll have a new heaven and a new earth, which won't, but this one is. This will never pass away. His word will never pass away. So what are you reading? If you're reading anything other than this, it's going to pass away. Father, we thank you for reminding that you reign. We thank you for your holiness, Lord, and we just are so in awe of you when we think about ourselves and any of these questions that we could possibly ask ourselves, which we are made in your image, and you're perfecting each of us to be like you. On that day, we will be like Christ. That day, we will be made perfect. And how far away we are yet, Lord, but we trust in the one who will make us perfect, Lord. Help us not to go sideways or backward or backslide or on to those things. Help us not to get drawn off into the cares of the world, Lord. Well-meaning cares many times, and in and of themselves, they're okay, but they're not you. They're not you. And so children, pets, hobbies, or whatever at times seem to be more important to us than you. Our relationships with others at times seem to be pretty important, and they are, but they're not more important than you, Lord. So help us. Help us. Lead us this morning by your Spirit as we have these precious moments to pray. And we know you know already every single thing we will pray for. But help us to pray in accordance with your will and align ours with yours, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's pray. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness. The world and those who dwell therein, he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, Yaakov, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Lord Yahweh, strong and mighty. The Lord Yahweh, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Let's give him this praise here. To God be the glory in this song that we're familiar with. As we close today, we haven't prayed for these leaders for a while, but they are the leaders of over 6 billion people. Father, we pray for Xi Jinping of China. We pray for each one of these, that they would have the fear of you in their eyes, that they would be accountable to you, Lord. We pray for their souls individually as well. But over the 1.4 billion people there in China, Lord, we pray for Xi Jinping. For Narendra Modi, almost the same size country, a little bit smaller maybe, of India, 1.3 billion, maybe more. Heavily into Buddhism and Hinduism, caste system, the Dalits, 300 million, are not even permitted to read or anything else. Donald Trump, Lord, 329 million in this nation, we know about it. Joko Widodo, Indonesia, 263 million. Jair Bolsonaro, a believer, Brazil, 209 million. Arif Alvi, Pakistan, 208 million. Muhammadu Buhari, Nigeria, 203 million. Hasina Azed, Bangladesh, 159 million. Vladimir Putin, Russia, 142 million. Lopez Obrador, Mexico, 126 billion, million, not quite billion yet, million. Benjamin Netanyahu, a smaller country, Israel, 8%. Angela Merkel, Germany, 80 million. Boris Johnson, 65 million. Kim Jong-un, smaller country of North Korea with the terrible stuff there, 25 million. Moon Jae-in, South Korea, 51 million. And Father, those first ones were the 10 largest countries, as you know. And so, Father, will you find faith when you return? I pray you will in this group. There'll be no question. Lord, we know that you tell us to faint not, but to pray. That was a specific request to the disciples, to pray with regard to the end times, with regard to the signs of your coming. Men always ought to pray and not faint or not lose heart. And the inference there is if we don't, we will. If we don't pray, we will lose heart. If we don't pray, we'll faint. We need your strength, Lord, but we need to do our part too. We can't just sit here all day in the corner and say, fill me with your spirit and strengthen me. We need to get up on our feet. We need to get up and love people, talk to them, tell them about you, show them about you through our life, Lord. Active. We need to be active now. The world crying out, separate yourself, social distance. Oh, what a ridiculous thing that is. You're going to take every one of us home right on time, not a question. We don't want to do stupid things, but we don't want to be living in fear and locked up. Lord, I pray every church would open its doors. I don't care what the government says. We pray for the persecuted church. There isn't a persecuted church in the world who's not going against the government. That's the strong church, is the ones going against the government, not the ones going with the government who wants to kill the church. Satan wants us dead. And we see outright Trudeau of Canada 2 weeks ago said, we know 99% survival in COVID. We know it's not dangerous, but we can't lose this opportunity to implement our control. And so, Lord, that is what's going on all over the world, in this country as well. And we need you, Lord. Are they going to control us? Are you going to control us? Are we going to worship you? Or are we going to worship man? Be concerned about man. Oh, I don't want to talk to that person because I might upset them. Lord, on that day, if they don't know you and you haven't told them, the blood is on us, Lord, to a degree anyway. Thank you for bringing each one here today. And we do thank you. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Great
yes.
Things you have done. The Lord reigns. In Jesus' name, amen.